Can I smoke cigars on my birthday, but not Ben, but not
you
Benny
can,
but
Benny can.
Okay.
Unless he hasn't smoked on the other two birthdays.
I see. Anything.
Welcome, Barbrellers, to the Barbrell. We're discussing when Benny Hedley can smoke cigars. We've come up with two dates, New Year's, and one of my, Eric, or Benny's birthdays. Benny is not here, so he can't defend himself.
Dad, you're not allowed to smoke anymore.
That is Kira Hedley telling her dad he's not allowed to smoke anymore. Ooh. Welcome to the Bard Brawl. I'm Daniel J. Rowe, co-creator of the Bard Brawl, and second in line, apparently. And I'm with Eric Jean, other co-creator of the Bard Brawl, and Zunes the Journal. Should we call it like Zunes Journal, Zunes Magazine, or
Zunes? I think Zunes Journal.
Zunes, comma, the Journal,
we
period.
We like Zed and we like J.
Zune zine?
Yeah,
just like
Zune zine. The Zune zine. And that's 70 E.M. Coleman, the layout layout and cover artist of Zunes.
The amazing
the journal.
Oh.
Now available to you to pick up and purchase and support because it's awesome. It contains the artwork of Lee McRae and Stephanie McColeman. Photography of Liam. Zizou McConnell, some poetry by Melissa Myers, Mickey Lavelle's short stories and essays by Mr. Sean Malley and Alan Tarika.
Yeah.
A great comic, Ryan Beinek, Jesse Garden. There's tons of stuff in it.
It's
just $12.
Oh, yes, and my comments and our editorials.
And Eric's comments on every sonnet from 1 through 17. Buy it now, zunesbarbara.com. Go there. Or give me a call or send me a message. Barbrawl@gmail.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't it just be websites? Dad, what's his name? Who's the guy who made Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Ruined everything. Hello, Melissa Alina Taylor back. My Juliet. Or not my Juliet, not mine. Per se,
no.
The Bard Brawls Collective Juliet. How are
but
you?
But not like that. Not in that way. Just
no. Yeah, not. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
You can thumb war over me afterwards.
Thumb wars will ensue between me and Eric. Huh.
Stephanie.
I know at least three people who would have a problem with that. But all right, we are back. We are in. It's Valentine's week.
Yes.
For all of you who care about Valentine's Day, you're welcome.
There's a candle on the table.
There's candle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's ambient in Barbrawl Studios.
We're also not going to a restaurant and getting gouged by Valentine's
Day
prices. We're being smart and we're cooking for our significant others and treating them at home.
And listening to Barbrawl.
Does Ben know about this plan?
Yeah. He's coming. He's not smoking, but he's coming. He's not having our victory pipe, but he's coming. Pipe as in tobacco pipe. Yes, I know, Canadians.
We're not all like Rob Ford.
Yeah, we're not all. Jeez, where am I? Act one of Romeo and Juliet was an action-packed act involving sword fights, love, lust, and loss. And what else, Eric?
Nurses.
Funny nurses
sex
that
jokes.
Make sex jokes. Yeah.
And friends that make sex jokes.
Thumb biting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
creepy
Romeo,
dads.
Who was... Yes.
Yeah, toe crust. That really stuck out to me.
A lot of talk corns. About ladies' corns in Act 1. More than I appreciated, I won't deny.
More than I remember it.
Yeah.
Parts
I remember
that get
that.
Out of movies.
Maybe don't say those things about ladies' corns. People nowadays don't appreciate
especially
what it
when you're welcoming people to your party.
Yeah.
Okay. Which has been planned for a year, but the invitations went out the night of.
Don't ask those questions.
The party lasted all of 7 minutes, right? Everyone shows up, start the music, start the dancing, and then
stop asking those type of questions. The play falls apart very quickly. Very quickly.
What, we're not allowed to psychoanalyze the play?
Yes, you are.
When
I'm
you
sorry.
Take psychoanalytical courses in university.
No.
So, all in all, it was a really weird party. Go to barbrawl.com and listen to Act 1 of Romeo and Juliet as read by the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. Now we're in Act 2.
That's right.
With more trouble to ensue. And I am rhyming just like Romeo and his timing. In Act One, Romeo rhymes a lot. Early plays. Why did they stop rhyming in later plays? They rhyme sometimes, but not.
Yeah, they.
Wasn't it like the comedies rhyme and the?
The comedies tend to rhyme,
which
more.
Is why a lot of people think Romeo and Juliet was actually supposed to be a rhyme comedy.
But it's true that earlier in his career, Shakespeare rhymes more. I think it's just something that fell out of fashion because when he first started writing. This type of writing was relatively new, right? So rhyming was still kind of expected. And then it was like, we don't need this. It's good without it. And so he started getting rid of it.
Yeah. And whenever you see it later in the plays, it's sort of like, what? Why is he rhyming? And it's the fools or whatever that do that.
Or a very specific moments to like emphasize something. Or Act Two, the prologue.
Chorus.
Just came out of nowhere, eh? Chorus.
Together.
Now old desires doth in his deathbed lie, and young affection gapes to be his heir. That fair for which love groaned for it would die, with tender Juliet matches now not fair. Now Romeo is beloved and loves again, alike bewitched by the charms of looks. But to his foe supposed he must complain, and she still loves sweet bait from fearful hooks. Being held a foe, he may not have access to breathe such vows as lovers use to swear. And she is much in love, for means much less to meet her new beloved anywhere. But passion leads them power. Time means to meet tempering extremities with extreme sweet.
Sweat.
And that's why that.
Exit. Act Two, Scene One. We're in Elaine.
Elaine.
By the wall of Capulets or. You can do it because it's Romeo, me, Benvolio, Stephanie, Mercutio is Melissa.
Enter Romeo alone.
Can I go forward when my heart is here? Turn back, dull earth, and find thy center out.
Enter Benvolio with Mercutio, and Romeo withdraws.
Romeo, my cousin Romeo.
He is wise, and on my life has stolen him home to bed.
He ran this way and leaped this orchard wall. Call, good Mercutio.
Nay, I'll conjure too. Romeo, humors, madam, passion, lover. Appear thou in the likeness of a sigh. Speak but one rhyme and I am satisfied. Cry but I, me, pronounce but love and dove. Speak to my gossip Venus one fair word, one nickname for her pure blind son and heir. Young Abraham Cupid, he that shot so trim when King Cophetua loved the beggar maid.
Cophetia? Cophetua?
I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know, but it sounded right to me.
Okay, when King Cophetia loved the beggar maid. He heareth not, he stirreth not, he moveth not. The ape is dead, and I must conjure him. I conjure thee by Rosalind's bright eyes, but her high forehead and her scarlet lip, by her fine foot, straight leg, and quivering thigh, and the demsness that are adjacent lie, that in my likeness thou appear to us.
And if he hear thee, thou wilt anger him.
This cannot anger him. 'Twould anger him to rise a spirit in his mistress' circle, of some strange nature, letting in their sand, till she had laid it and conjured it down. That were some spite, my invocation in fair and honest, in his mistress' name, I conjure only but to rise up him.
Come, he hath hid himself among these trees, to be consorted with the humorous night. Blind is his love, and best befits the dark.
If love be blind, love cannot hit the mark. Now will he sit under a madler tree and wish his mistress were that kind of fruit, as maids call madlers when they laugh alone. Oh, Romeo, that she were, oh, that she were an open arse, and though a peppering pear. Romeo, good night, I'll try to my truckle bed. This field bed is too cold for me to sleep. Come, shall we go?
Go then, for 'tis in vain to seek him here that means not to be found.
Exit with Mercutio.
Act two, scene two. Capulet's orchard, Romeo and Juliet. With a nurse, which is Kira. Juliet is, of course, Melissa. All
right.
And Eric, of course, is stage directions.
Romeo.
Your cool character's coming up, and I know who it is already.
Romeo advances.
He jests at scars that never felt a wound.
Enter Juliet above at her window.
Ah, where have I seen this or heard this before? Anyway.
But
Monty Python? Sorry.
This is my big. But soft. I mean, crap.
Line.
But soft what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in the spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans, her cheek upon her hand? Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
I me.
She speaks, oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head as is winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him, when he bestrides the lazy puffing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Aside.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It's neither hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which you call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo, would he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owns. Thou thy title? Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I will never be Romeo.
What man art thou that thou bist screened in night, so stumbled on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How comest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
I'm a good climber. With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls,
right?
I'm into parkour. For stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do that dares love attempt? Therefore thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
They do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes, and but thou love me, then let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of my love.
By whose direction found thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire, Enemap. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the fairest sea, I should adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knows the mask of maid is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fine would I dwell on foreign fine, fine deny would I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know this will say I, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swears it, thou must be false at lovers' perjuries. The sage Jove laughs, O gentle Romeo. Thou dost love me, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think's I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be pervious and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. If do in truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou must think my havior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overhearest ere I was ware my true love passion. Therefore pardon me, and not input this yielding to light love, which the dark knight has so discovered.
Dark knight? He's in this? Just got shivers. Lady, by yonder blessed moon I vow that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops.
That must be my really cool roll that's coming up. It's coming.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that they love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
Idolatry?
Idolatry?
I said that right? Okay.
Yeah. I'll go.
Well, do not swear, although I joy in thee. I have no joy of this contrast tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be, ere one can say its lightness. Sweet good night. 'Tis but of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night, good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within my breast.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it thee again, and yet I wish but for the thing I have. My beauty is as boundless as the sea. My love is my bounty, not my beauty. She is a little humble. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have. For both are infinite. I hear some noise within.
The nurse calls.
Juliet!
Dear love, adieu. Anon, good nurse. Anon, good nurse! Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little. I will come again.
Exit above.
Oh, blessed, blessed night. I am afeard being in night. All this is but a dream. Too flattering, sweet, to be substantial.
Enter Juliet above.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If that that thy bent of love be honorable, thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow, by one that I'll procure to come to thee.
Whoa, whoa, too fast.
Where and what time thou wilt perform the rite. And all my fortunes at the foot I'll lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
You're gonna get married by Batman?
Yeah. Dark. Madame! I come anon! But if thou meanest not well, I do beseech thee.
Madame!
By and by I come! To cease thy strife and leave me to my grief. Tomorrow will I send.
So thrive my soul.
1,000 times good night.
Exit above.
1,000 times the worst who want thy light. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books, but love from love toward school with heavy looks.
Retiring. Enter Juliet again above.
St, Romeo, st. Oh, for a falconer's voice to lure this tessel gentle back again. Bondage is hoarse and may not speak aloud. Else would I tear the cave where echo lies, and makes her airy tongue more hoarse than mine, with repetition of my Romeo.
'Tis my soul that calls upon my name. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo.
Mine, yes.
What o'clock tomorrow shall I send for thee?
By the hour of 9.
I will not fail. 'Tis 20 years till then, I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it.
Shall forget to have thee still stand there, remembering how I love thy company.
And I'll still stay to have thee still forget, forgetting all other home but this.
Oh, gosh. Staring at her like this. I will.
This may seem ridiculous, but he definitely understands what teenagers act like.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you hang up. This no, whole... you hang up. 'Tis almost morning. I would have thee gone, and yet no further than a wanton's bird that lets it hop a little from his hand. Like a poor prisoner in his twisted gyves, and with a silken thread plucks it back again. So loving, jealous of his liberty.
I were the bird, thy bird.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill thee with much cherishing. Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Exit above. Oh, you don't have this other line?
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in my breast.
Not in there?
No. Okay.
That's yours.
That's your line.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have it as you.
What? I have it as Romeo as well.
Wow. Doesn't, so I'll say it. Go sweet, it. Dwell upon thy eyes, peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace so sweet to rest, hence will I do to my ghostly sire's close cell his help to crave and my dear hap to tell.
Exit.
And now we're going to get a word of reason.
The ghostly sire.
Enter Friar Lawrence, which will be character. Eric Jean. Friar Lawrence is cell. Enter Friar Lawrence alone with a basket.
You mean Ron Postlewhite?
Yes. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pete with the Postlewhite. Awesome back tattoo. And the
Pete
like...
Postlewhite.
So awesome.
Postlewhite, yeah.
Yeah. You said Ron.
Did I?
Yeah. It's okay.
Sorry,
Ron
Pete.
And Pete.
Sorry, Pete.
The brothers.
The gray-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light, and flecked darkness like a drunkard reels from forth day's path and tightens fiery wheels. Now ere the sun advances his burning eye, the day to cheer and night's dank drew to dry, I must upfill this austere cage of ours with baleful weeds and precious juiced flowers. The earth that nature's mother in her tomb, what is her burning grave that is her womb, and from her womb children of diverse kinds we sucking on their natural bosom find, many for many virtues excellent, but none for some, and yet all different. Oh, mickle is the powerful grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, and their true qualities. For naught so vile that on the earth dost live, but to the earth some special good doth give. Nor aught so good, but strain from that fair use revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied, and vice, sometimes, by action dignified.
Enter Romeo.
Within the infant rind of this weak flower, poison hath residence in medicine power. For this, being smelt, with that part cheers each part, being tasted, stays all senses with the heart. Two such opposed kings encamp them still in man, as well as herbs, grace and rude will. And where the worser is predominant, so full soon the canker death eats up that plant.
Good morrow, father.
Benedicte, what early tongue so sweet saluteth me? Young son, it argues a distempered head, so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Care keeps his watch in every old man's eye, and where care lodges, sleep will never lie. But where unbruised youth with unstuffed brains doth couch his limbs, their golden sleep doth reign. Therefore thy earliness doth me assure thou art uproused with some distemperature. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Ah, Romeo hath not been in bed tonight.
Alas, 'tis true, the sweet arrest was mine.
God pardon sin. Was thou with Rosaline?
Who? With Rosaline? My ghostly father. No, I forgot that name. That name's Woe.
That's my good son.
So last week.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, that's my good son. But where hast thou been then?
I'll tell thee ere thou ask it me again. I have been feasting with mine enemy, where on a sudden one hath wounded me. That's but by me wounded, both our remedies. Within thy help and holy physic lies, I bear no hatred, blessed man. For lo, my intercession likewise stands my foe.
Be plain, good son, and homely in thy drift. Riddling confession finds but riddling shrift.
Then plainly know my heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. As mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combine it, save what thou must combine by holy marriage. When and where and how we met, we wooed, and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass. But this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today. Today.
Chill out, today. Dude.
Now.
Now.
Holy Saint Francis, what's the change is here? Is Rosaline, that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes. Jesu Maria, what a deal of brine hath washed thy sallow cheeks for Rosaline. How much salt water thrown away in waste to season love that of it doth not taste? The sun, not yet thy sights from heaven clears, thy own groats yet ringing in mine ancient ears. Lo, here upon thy cheek the stain doth sit of an old tear that is not washed off yet. If e'er thou wast thyself, and these woes thine, thou and these woes were all for Rosaline. Then art thou changed? Pronounce this sentence, then. Women may fall when there's no strength in men.
Thou chidest me off for loving Rosaline.
For doting, not loving, pupil mine.
And badst me bury love?
Not in a grave to lay one in, another out to have.
I pray thee, chide me not. Here, I love now, doth grace for grace, and love for love allow, the other did not so.
Oh, she knew well thy love did read by rote that could but spell. But come, young weaver, come, go with me. In one respect I'll thee assisted be, for thy alliance may so happy prove to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence, I stand on sudden haste.
Wisely and slow, they stumble that run fast.
Exhume.
That's really the real reason he marries them.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's hoping to make a peace treaty.
He wants true love, not the love that Romeo and Juliet have.
Yeah.
He wants true love between
the
humanity.
Families.
Interesting.
This is the dawning.
It's a very key scene. Students, please read. Verona Street, we have Benvolio, Stephanie Mercutio.
Proper MLA style.
Proper MLA style. Quote Bar Brawl, comma, blank, semicolon,
Rojan.
Hashtag.
You know what it is. No hashtags in MLA. That's Twitter. But
yes.
Feel free to hashtag Bar Brawl, capital BB.
Yes.
There you go. Act 2, scene 4, we have Verona, Shrew, we have Benvolio, which is Stephanie of the House of Montague, Mercutio, which is Melissa of the House of Montague, Romeo of the House of Montague, Nurse of the House of Capulet, and Peter.
And Peter.
Who's Peter? You're Peter, Eric.
Okay. I think I have one line.
Stage direction.
It's one word.
Enter awesome. Benvolio and Mercutio.
Is Spider-Man?
Peter
yeah.
Parker, yes.
Oh,
true.
Actually, we have to
so
redo that
Batman
scene that we
Spider-Man.
Just did, but with the Batman voice.
Yeah.
No.
I'll marry you. No worries.
Stop making fun of Batman. Some people had Batman feature prominently in their wedding
or underwear.
We're not making fun of Batman.
I think you are.
I don't know.
Enter Benvolio and Mercutio.
Mercutio.
Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight? My voice totally changed.
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hated wench, that Rosaline torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman of old Capulet, has sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master, how he dares, being dared.
Alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead, stabbed with a white wench's black eye. Run through the ear with a love song, the very pain of his heart cleft with the blind bow boy's butt shaft. And as he, a man, to encounter Tybalt.
Why? What is Tybalt?
The more than prince of cats, I can tell you. Oh, he's the courageous captain of compliment. He fights as you sing prick songs, keeps time, distance, and proportion. He rests his minium, rests one, two, and the third in your bosom. The very butcher of a silk bottom, a duelist, a duelist, a gentleman of the very first house, of the very first and second cause. Ah, the immortal Pasado, the punto reverso, the high.
What?
The pox of such antics, lisping, affecting fantasticos, these new tuners of accent. By Jesus, a very good blade, a very tall man, a very good whore. Why, is not this a lamentable thing, grandsire, that we should be thus afflicted with these strange flies, these fashion mongers, these pardon me's, who stand so much on the new form that they cannot sit at ease on the old bench? Oh, their bones, their bones!
Enter Romeo.
Here comes Romeo. Here comes Romeo.
Without his roe, like a dried herring. Oh, flesh, flesh, how art thou, Fishfield? Now is he for the numbers that
Petrarch. Petrarch.
Now is he for the numbers that Petrarch flowed in?
The inventor of the sonnet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Laura, to his lady, was a kitchen wench. Mary, she had a better love to berhyme her.
Berhyme.
Berhyme. Was that like the
it's
same
totally
as
totally a word that, you know, I was using yesterday.
Berhyme.
Yeah.
Berhyme. Yeah.
Laura, to his lady, was a kitchen wench. Mary, she had a better love to berhyme her. Dido.
Dido.
Is it, oh, like the singer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dido, a dowdy, Cleopatra, a gypsy, Helen and Hero, Hildings and Harlots, Tisby, a gray eye or so, but not to the purpose. Signor Romeo, bonjour. There is a French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
He's doing right here what he does, Shakespeare always does, where he lists a bunch of romances that end absolutely horribly.
Yeah, and yeah, just like in Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, we saw the same exact thing. Same and thing. I think actually in Taming of the Shrew there was a part like that as well.
Maybe.
Like, I love you like Dido, but who winds up
getting herself abandoned by Jason and burnt to death.
Yeah, good morrow to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir, the slip. Can you not conceive?
Pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
That as much as to say such a case as yours contains a man to bow in his hands.
Meaning to curtsy.
Thou hast most kindly hit it.
The most courteous exposition.
Nay, I'm the very pink of courtesy.
Pink for flower.
Right.
Why, then is my pomp well flowered?
Sure wit, follow me this jest now till thou hast worn out the pomp, that when the single soul of it is worn, the jest may remain after the wearing solely singular.
Oh, single soul jest, solely singular for the singleness.
Come between us, good Benvolio, my wind's fate.
Swits and spurs, or I'll cry a match.
Nay, if our wits run the wild goose chase, I am done. For thou hast more of the wild goose in one of the wits than I am sure I have in my whole five. Was I with you there for the goose?
Thou wast never with me for anything when thou wast not there for the goose.
I will bite thee by the ear for the jest.
Nay, good goose, bite not.
The wit is a very bitter sweetening. It is most sharp sauce.
And it is not then well served into a sweet goose.
Oh, here wit of chevrel, the stretches from an inch narrow to an ell broad.
I stretch it out for that word broad, which added to the goose proves thee far and wide a broad goose.
Why is not the better now than groaning for love? Now art thou sociable, now art thou Romeo, now art thou what thou art, by art as well as by nature, for this driveling love is like a great nature that runs lolling and up and down to hide his bobble in a hole.
Stop there. Stop. Just stop there.
You did a little too far. It's going a little too far,
there
guys.
Was the line over there. Thou darest me to stop in my tail against my hair.
Thou wouldst else have made thy tail large.
Oh, thou art deceived. I would have made it short, for I was come to the whole depth of my tail, and meant indeed to occupy the argument no longer.
Here's goodly gear.
Enter the nurse and her man.
A sail, Peter. A sail.
Two, a shirt and a smock.
Peter!
And on!
My fan, Peter! Good Peter, to hide her face. For her fans, the fire face, fairer face.
So the nurse is ugly. This is what we've learned.
Good ye, good morrow, gentlemen. Good ye, good and fair gentlewoman. Is it good, den? 'Tis no less, I'll tell you, for the bowdy hand of the dial is now upon the prick of noon. Out upon you! What a man are you?
One gentlewoman that God hath made himself to mar.
By my troth, it is well said, for himself to mar, quoth they. Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I may find the young Romeo?
I can tell you, but young Romeo will be older when you have found him than when he was when you sought him. I am the youngest of that name, for fault or of a worse.
You say well.
Yeah,
he's the worse well, very well too, if faith wisely. If you be he, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
She will invite him to some supper.
Abode, Soho.
What hast thou found?
No hair, sir, unless a hair, sir, in a Lenten pie that is something stale and hoar ere it be spent.
He walks by them and sings.
An old hair whore is very good meat in Lent. But a hair that is hoar is too much for sore when it whores ere to be spent. Romeo, will you come to your father's?
That's good.
Well done.
Probably the best song in Bard Brawl history.
Top three for sure.
No offense to Second J's songs. And
Romeo, will you come to your father's? Will to dinner thither.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady. Farewell.
Singing.
Lady.
Exit Mercutio and Benvolio.
Marry, farewell. I pray you, sir, what saucy merchant was this that was so full of his ropery?
A gentleman, nurse, that loves to hear himself talk and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
Anna, speak anything against me. I'll take him down and aware lustier than he is, and 20 such jacks. And if I cannot, I'll find those that shall. Scurvy knave, I am none of his flirt gills. I am none of his games mate.
She turns to Peter, her man.
And thou must stand by too, and suffer every knave to use me at his pleasure.
I saw no man use you at his pleasure. If I had, my weapon should quickly have been out. I warrant you, I dare draw as soon as another man, if I see occasion in a good quarrel, and the law on my side.
Now, afore God, I am so vexed that every part about me quivers. Scurvy knave, pray you, sir, a word. And as I told you, my young lady bade me inquire you out. What she bade me say I will keep to myself, but first let me tell ye, if ye should lead her into a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say, for the gentlewoman is young, and therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly it were an ill thing to be offered by any gentlewoman, and very weak dealing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress, I protest unto thee.
Good heart and thy faith, I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her, nurse? Thou dost not mark me.
I will tell her, sir, that you do protest, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Give her devise some means to come to shrift this afternoon, and there she shall at Friar Lawrence's cell be shrived and married. Here is for thy pains.
No, truly, sir, not a penny.
Go to, I say you shall.
This afternoon, sir, well, she shall be there.
And stay, good nurse, behind the abbey wall. Within this hour my man shall be with thee, and bring thee cords made like a tackled stair, which to the high top gallant of my joy must be my convoy, to the secret night. Farewell, be trusty, and I'll quit thy pains. Farewell, commend me to thy mistress.
Now God in heaven bless thee. Hark you, sir.
What sayest thou, my dear nurse?
Is your man secret? Did you ne'er hear say, two may keep counsel, putting one away?
Warrant thee, my man's as true as steel.
Well, sir, my mistress is the sweetest lady. Lord, Lord, when 'twas a little prating thing. Oh, there is a noble man in town, one parish, that would fain lay knife abroad. But she, good soul, had as lief see a toad, a very toad as see him. I anger her sometimes and tell her that Paris is the properer man. But I'll warrant you when I say so. She looks as pale as any clout in the versal world. Doth not Rosemary and Romeo begin both with a letter?
Aye, nurse, what of that, both with an R?
Ah, mocker, that's the dog's name.
That was the bit with the dog.
Yeah. R is for the... No, I know it begins with some other letter, and she hath the prettiest sententious of it, and you and Rosemary, that it would do you good to hear it.
Commend me to thy lady.
Aye, 1,000 times.
Exit Romeo.
Peter!
Anon!
Peter, take my fan
handing
and go...
Handing him her fan.
Peter, take my fan and go before and apace.
Exit after Peter. Okay, 2-6. Capulet's orchard. Juliet, nurse, Peter. Enter, Juliet.
The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In 30 minutes, she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. That's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's herald shout be thoughts. When 10 times faster glides than the sun's beams, driving back shadows over luring hills. Therefore, do nimble pinioned. Therefore, do nimble pinion dove drew love, and therefore hath the wind swift Cupid wings. Now is the sun upon the highmost hill, and this day's journey, and from 9 till 12, is 3 long hours. Yet she has not come. Had she affections and worn youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball. My words would bound her to my sweet love, and his to me. But old folks, many feign as they were dead, and wildly slow, heavy, and pale as lead.
Enter nurse and Peter.
Oh, God, she comes. Oh, honey nurse, what news? Hast thou not met with him? Send thy man away.
Peter, stay at the gate.
Exit, okay. Peter.
At least I got this fan to play with.
Yeah. I am the prettiest lady.
Now, good sweet nurse, O Lord, why lookest thou so sad? Thou newst be sad? Yet tell them merrily. If good, thou shan't miss the music of sweet news by playing it to me with so sour a face.
I am weary. Give me leave a while. Fie, how my bones ache. What a jaunt have I had!
I would thou hadst my bones, and I thy news. Nay, come, I pray thee, speak. Good nurse, speak.
Jesu, what a haste! Can you not stay a while? Do you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath?
Unassailable line.
The excuse that thou dost make in this delay is longer than the tale thou dost excuse. Is the news good or bad? Answer to that. Say either, and I'll stay the circumstance. Let me be satisfied. It's good or bad?
Well, you have made a simple choice. You know not how to choose a man. Romeo, no, not he. Though his face be better than any man's, yet his leg excels all man's. And for a hand and a foot and a body, though they be not to be talked on, yet they are past compare. He's not the flower of courtesy, but I'll warrant him, as gentle as a lamb. Go thy ways, wench, serve God. What, have you dined at home?
No, but all this did I know before. What say he of our marriage? What of that?
Lord, how my head aches. What a head I have. It beats as it would fall in 20 pieces. My back, oh, the other side. Oh, my back. Beshrew your heart for sending me about to catch my death with John jaunting up and down.
Ay, Faith, I'm sorry that thou art not well, sweet, sweet nurse.
Let me massage
that
for you.
Tell me what say my love.
Your love says, like an honest gentleman, and a courteous, and a kind, and handsome, and a warrant of virtuous. Where is your mother?
Where is my mother? Why, she is within. Where should she be? How oddly thou replies, your love says, like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
Oh, God's lady dear, are you so hot? Marry, come up, I trow. Is this the poultice for my aching bones? Henceforward, do your messages yourself.
You're such a coil, come what says Romeo.
Have you got leave to go to shift today?
I have.
Then hie you hence to Friar Lawrence's cell. There stays a husband to make you a wife. Now comes the wanton blood up in your cheeks. They'll be in scarlet straight at any news. Hie you to church. I must another way, to fetch a ladder by which your love must climb a bird's nest soon when it is dark. I am the drudge in toil and your delight, but you shall bear the burden soon at night. Go, out to dinner. Hie you to the cell.
High to high fortune, honest nurse, farewell.
Exit. Mercutio was right to call her a bawd, because she's basically like,
pain. You're like, oh, you're going to get married. I should go get a ladder so you can have sex tonight.
Well, Romeo told her, he's like, I got a special rope. It's all set up. Just go see my guy.
Note to aspiring romantics out there, a special rope does not have the same romantic connotation now as it did then. I would recommend not telling any girl you have a special
also,
rope
if you
for
meet,
them.
If you meet a girl at a party and say about 20 words to her, and then suddenly she's asking you to marry her,
run away.
Run.
Red flag. Red flag.
She sends an old, out-of-breath nurse to come and talk to you about it. With a really annoying
with
voice.
With her guy.
She's just like, oh,
a young
fat
boy fatting her.
Yeah.
Weird, weird romance. Greatest romance of all time. Act 2, scene 6. We are in Friar Lawrence's cell. I really like that, pointing out what he says at the end of the last time. His motivation, it actually adds.
Yeah.
You just blew my mind with your
what?
Description.
Like Chris Angel.
Enter Friar Lawrence and Romeo.
So smile the heavens upon this holy act, that after hours with sorrow chide us not.
A man, but come what sorrow can, it cannot countervail the exchange of joy that one short minute gives me in her sight. That do thou but close our hands with holy words, then love devouring death, do what he dare. It is enough I may but call her mine.
These violent delights have violent ends, and in their triumphs die like fire and powder, which as they kiss consume. The sweetest honey is lonesome in his own deliciousness, and in the taste confounds the appetite. Therefore, love moderately. Long love doth so. Too swift arrives as tardy as too slow.
Enter Juliet.
Here comes the lady. Oh, so light a foot will ne'er wear out the everlasting flint. Lover may bestry the gossamers that idles in the wanton summer air, and yet not fall. So light is vanity.
Good evening to my ghostly confessor.
Romeo shall thank thee, daughter, for us both.
Is much to him, else is his thanks to me.
Juliet, in the measure of thy joy, be heaped like mine, that thy skill be more to blazon it. Then sweeten with thy breath this neighbor's air, and let rich music's tongue unfold the imagined happiness that both receive in either by this dear encounter.
Conceit more rich in the matter than in words, brags of his substance, not of ornament, are but beggars that can count this worth. But by true love is grown to such excess, I cannot sum up some of half my wealth.
Come with me, and we will make short work, for by your leaves you shall not stay alone till Holy Church incorporate two in one.
Exeunt, and they lived happily ever after as 15 and 13-year-old man and wife. Amen. Love.
And now everybody dies.
Who were you dating when you were 15?
This girl called Tanya Drapeau.
Ooh, and it's lasted forever.
It actually lasted, in high school terms, it actually lasted quite a long time. It was like a year and a half or something.
Whoa, 1.6, and your 13-year-old love, Melissa Lena Taylor?
Love or boyfriend, because they're different things. No, I did my first boyfriend when I was 20, so...
Okay. Mm.
This is what Romeo needs to learn. Love and boyfriend... That's what Romeo needs to learn. Love and girlfriends
are different. Sure did love a lot of things at 15 that I am sure glad I did not marry.
Love a lot of things.
Like this beer bottle.
Well, tell us, gentle listeners, your tales of love at age 15, 13, or any teen, or other.
Tell us the stupid mistakes you made last year. We're fine with that.
Yeah, too. Any of those. Happy Valentine's, and tell us all of the great Valentine's Day suggestions you have.
Just want gossip.
Yeah, I want a lot of gossip. I want breakups. I want
make Stephanie happy.
Yeah, we'll make Stephanie happy. You can do that on the bottom of this post at barbell.com, or on iTunes, or on Facebook, or
Twitter.
On Twitter.
Or
just go to the website.
Or buy Zounds. I mean, that's
or buy Zones. Yes, and send us your thoughts on that. I am thanking my four other brawlers for today. How have you been enjoying these two bar brawls? Your first. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good day, lovers.
See you next time in the dark hiding night where. See you next time.
What?
See you next time.
And now the Bard Brawl presents Sonnet 43 as read by Dave Candiston.
When most I wink, then do mine eyes best see. For all the day they view things unrespected. But when I sleep, in dreams they look on thee, and darkly bright. Are bright and dark directed. Then thou whose shadows doth make bright, how would thy shadows form happy show, to the clear day with thy much clearer light, when to unseeing eyes thy shade shines so, how would, I say, mine eyes be blessed made, by looking on thee in the living day, when in dead night thy fair imperfect shade, through heavy sleep on sightless eyes doth stay. All days are nights to see till I see thee, and nights bright days when dreams do show thee me.